Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My question is, because the Lysol disinfectant spray was the first one that is effective against COVID-19. Mm-hmm. My question is, why aren't they trying all of them on COVID right now? Like, they're making it a big deal, like, that this is the first one that's effective, that they tested directly on COVID?
I think it's the first one that's done specific testing on that strain of coronavirus. So coronavirus is the blanket for a lot of different strains. You know, mm-hmm. COVID-19 is the specific one. I don't know if they've all tested specifically on this one.
So it's Lysol disinfectant spray and Lysol disinfectant Max Cover Mist.
I use that stuff. The disinfectant spray is what I use because I don't want the bleach. I just wanted the Lysol. And quite honestly, Value had it on pretty cheap at the beginning of this whole thing. So I bought a whole bunch of it.
Yeah. And so you're lucky that you do. And you're right. It's the SARS-CoV-2 virus that causes COVID-19. And those products were tested in the laboratory and found they were able to kill the virus on surfaces within 2 minutes of use. But can we try using everything else now so we get a lot of different choices?
You know, the latest research, as we learn more about this thing, COVID-19, is they say it's not so much surfaces now. So don't worry about the surfaces. It really is the airborne element in how it's transferred person to person in the air. And you have all these folks that specialize in aerosol transmission of disease.
Mm-hmm.
And so they are now all saying, yeah, it's very much an airborne thing and it can linger in the air for maybe 20 minutes. We still don't know the exact science of it, but that's where it comes down to. Maybe wearing a mask is a great way of stopping the spread of COVID-19. It's working for a lot of people.
So here's my question, 644-9850. You have a door. It doesn't open automatically. I'm wondering how you're opening a door today on July 8th, 2020.
You're talking like a door to store?
How you used to, it could be a door. How are you opening up a door? And how are you then, what you open the door? Do you wait till you leave to do the full disinfecting? Are you, like, because I think I truly believe, and I've even seen where there's like contactless door openers that you can buy.
Yeah, those
now.
Little hooky things that those, you have, you hold it in your hand. They're made out of copper, plastic.
But then that hooky thing needs to go in some kind of a bag
holster.
Of some sort. Because you can't, then that hooky thing is touched.
Sure, it's
something.
Infected.
But 644-9850, I'm wondering how you open doors because I've mastered the pinky finger door open. Especially
pinky
if
finger
it's a
door open?
The pinky finger door open.
Oh, I use the middle finger.
Is my technique.
I'm
do
not
you
kidding.
Really,
no, seriously, I'm not.
So you take your middle finger and like
down.
Pull.
Yeah, yeah.
See, I think everybody's got a different way of opening doors right now, 644-9850. See, I use my pinky finger and then I will slowly pull the door open. And then I know that
I can't
that
do that because you know I have like huge, like thick fingers, right? Sometimes grabbing the handle is difficult.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. So how are you opening a door, Nick?
I usually wait till someone leaves and then sneak in.
Sneak in. Do the slide through. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Good morning. It's Nicole.
All right, Nicole, how are you opening a door today?
I do it the same way I've always done it. I use either my sleeve or the bottom of my shirt, always.
Okay. So you're willing to lift your shirt up and maybe be exposed just to open that door.
Well, I'm definitely not exposed, but yes, I will absolutely use the corner of my shirt, or I'll pull my, you know, the sleeve part down to open it. Always. My kids do it too.
I've been doing that when it's hoodie weather. I can do that because I have sleeves, but in this, when it's 90 degrees, I hadn't thought about grabbing the corner of the shirt. That's good advice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, all the time. The corona did nothing for me. Nothing's changed as far as that.
Okay, and so what did change?
I mean, we followed the social distancing for a while. I will be honest, it's not as much as we were. And I think that that's part of the problem with everybody. I think everyone's over it. They're sick of it. They want to see their families. But I think it's still important, even when you are with your families, to try to remember a little space is, you know, could go a long way. We definitely use the masks all the time, sanitizing a little more than we normally would.
What are you thinking is going to happen after Labor Day when it's time for the kids to go back to school?
To be honest, that gives me so much anxiety thinking about it, because I can't imagine these kids going back to school. And I mean, let's be honest, there's no air conditioning in the schools. If there is, my kids have never had it. I can't imagine being in school for 8 hours, having them wear masks, and this becoming a normal for them. I mean, obviously, if it's necessary, that's what we'll do. But that gives me a lot of anxiety, worrying about the kids doing that.
How hard has it been to have your kids home since March?
There's been lots of tears. There's been lots of tears. I have to say, both of my girls, as far as the schoolwork, they knocked it out of the park. And I thought that was going to be like a real challenging thing for them. Mm-hmm. But I think my biggest challenge is my 11-year-old not being able to see her friends. I think it's taken a toll on her mentally. She understands, but it doesn't mean that she has to like it and agree with it.
It's very hard to reason with kids when that's all that they've known is socializing and going to school and doing activities. How are they spending their time now?
So they're with their grandparents a lot, and they're helping around with their grandparents. I have a big yard, so that helps. Obviously, like, let's be honest, they're on their phones, they're on electronics, playing games, reading, you know, just the normal stuff, I guess. It's just, you know, trying to, you know, put real big socializing on, you know, on the side for right now and just keep pushing through every day. That's all you can do.
I appreciate you calling. I'm going to think of you when I open a door today. Hi, Kiss 98.5. How are you opening doors?
Morning, Janet.
Hi.
Well, with everything going on, I mean, I'll be honest, even prior to the coronavirus, I very rarely would, like, touch a common thing, like a door handle or a light switch if I didn't have to. But what I do is I will, like, let's say I go through Tim Hortons and I get my coffee and my receipt. Well, I've got it down to a science. I keep that receipt, and I will take that receipt with me and use that as a barrier between my hand and the doorknob when I go places, and then just throw the receipt in the garbage. I know, like, it's like sounds like a lot, but then it just, I'm rid of it. I don't touch anyone. I don't touch anything, and I can just go about my day.
How long have you been doing this method of making sure you don't touch stuff?
Literally years.
So do you feel now that you're like, I told you so, everybody? I told you we needed to not touch stuff. Do you feel like you were kind of ahead of the game?
Yeah, now I don't feel like such a weirdo when I avoid touching things or, you know, act the way I do. I don't know. It's just, I wouldn't say I'm a germaphobe, but I'm just very conscious of not touching common things.
Well, I think you're smart to do that, and I agree that that's a great little way of reusing something that you might just throw out.
But my
question, pumping gas too.
Yeah, pumping gas is another one. But I got to get back to the coffee, because this is the problem I have. Because I love Tim Hortons coffee, I love Starbucks, but that moment when the hand from the person doing the coffee puts the top on and presses down a lot.
I know.
And I'm like, okay, let's just hope the hot coffee is going to take the germs away.
It's crazy how aware you are of, like, everything. You know, over the last 3 months, everything's really heightened. It's like, okay, like you said, all right, well, they put their hand on top of my coffee. Should I take the lid off and just drink it out of the cardboard? Or did they touch the cardboard? Like, I totally get where you're coming from. Everything is heightened.
You're thinking this way through.
All right, so you're using your Tim Horton receipt to open the door. Appreciate you calling. Well, we're asking the question, 644-9850, if you want to chime in. Because, you know, even the simplest task that we probably never even thought of before, opening up a door, can really pose a conundrum. Like, you're sitting there and like, okay, how am I going to get in here? And it could be Nick's way. You could wait for the door to open and then slide in really quick.
Mm-hmm.
I do the pinky finger pull. And then I'm like, okay, this finger needs to be disinfected as soon as possible. Are you wearing
gloves? Yeah, but then you also realize what doors are really heavy when you're just opening up with your little pinky. You're like, wow.
Yes.
I got to work out more.
Absolutely. But it's just like, you know, you try to touch as few surfaces as possible.
I have always been, I always pull my sleeve down because I'm a big, you know, hoodie or jacket guy or whatever.
The germs are on your sleeve.
Nah, not really. I don't know.
No,
I'm not licking my sleeves, so I feel like they're a safe distance from where viruses get in, right?
I don't know. Don't you wish you could walk under a light and see where
I wanted to where the germs
have
are
touched you and where, like, I would like to see if you're like, if you could have a conversation with somebody and see when they're talking, when it happens, and then you'd have better information. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Hi, this is Aaron.
Aaron, 644-9850. We're asking the question, how do you open a door today?
I am wearing gloves everywhere.
The disposable gloves or normal gloves?
Yes. Okay. I'm wearing disposable gloves.
Okay.
And I open the door with the gloves, and then I'll put a double pair of gloves on when I go to the store.
Mm-hmm.
But my daughter has an autoimmune disease. Okay, so let's just keep that in mind. We have to be careful, very extra careful. So once I go to the grocery store, after I put all the groceries in the car, I take the one top pair off. I'm a little freaked, sorry. But then I will take my hand with the glove that is not dirty, get in the car, drive home, and then I will bring the groceries in, and then my husband will take a wipe or alcohol, and we wipe down all our groceries.
Wow.
Yeah, I always had an issue, and not until I had a child did I have issues with, you know, all these germs and sick, and, you know, I watched a lot of kids too, a lot of family children, so, and friends. So I started to become, you know, a little freaky more after I had my children. I wasn't really aware until later, but then colds and flu season, and, you know, every time my daughter would come home, September, October, I would get sick.
Right.
So we just started, you know, being a little more careful. Then when this corona came around, I just had to start being extra careful. And
what are you hoping for the fall? Are you hoping the kids go back to school?
Well, my daughter's supposed to start college, so I would hope so. But I just, like the other caller said, I have extreme anxiety. She is very careful, you know, but you don't know. I mean, you just don't know. And I have nieces and nephews, and they're seven, and I haven't seen I haven't seen them in, you know, months. And
yeah,
I have
it's tough.
Two elderly mothers, my mother and my mother-in-law, and we have to take care of them because my father passed away 3 years ago, so my mother is on her own.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a lot. It's really scary. Yeah, it's really scary.
And the anxiety, that's like a real thing. That's not, you know, and it's just, I find that everybody, half of the world is over it. They're just like, okay, let's move on.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I've walked into the store, or my husband was in a store the other day, and, you know, people are, you know, hissing and hawing and, you know, pitching fits that everyone's taking their time. There was Home Depot incident where a woman was in a rush. She had no mask on. She just wanted to get in and go through the youth scan and didn't want to wait for that poor child to wipe it off and spray it down, you know, because that's her job.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say I thought it was, you know, kind of messed up, but let her go through and, you know, let her not wipe off the germs from the previous customer that didn't have his mask on. And
I said, you can go ahead and wipe it down for me. I'll wait. You know.
Exactly. Yep.
Good. So it sounds like you have to go through different scenarios, and she sounds like she's used to it.
Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Matt.
Hi, Matt. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So how are you opening doors, Matt?
I find that it's best if you just grip the doorknob or the door handle with your teeth.
Give a twist. Yeah, no, that's good. So, that's good.
That's one way, Matt.
Yeah,
but it's so
strength,
yeah. It sounds to me, Matt, like you're annoyed by anybody taking extra precautions. You're just going for it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, chances are you've probably come in contact with somebody already anyway. So you know, just bite the bullet and grip that doorknob with your teeth. You'll be all set.
Matt,
I think we've seen Matt on the ring pop challenge.
Like, Matt, are you the one that's not wearing a mask around town? Is it you?
No. I always have one on.
Oh, good. Awesome. Okay, but
mask,
you.
I do all that stuff, but.
Okay, but you open the door with your teeth.
Yeah, well, I mean, you have to pull a mask up to do it, which is tricky as well.
Tricky,
but you know.
You have strong teeth. I'm impressed. I really am impressed. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Hi, well, this is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. How you open up the... We're asking how you are opening up doors today, 644-9850. So how do you do it?
So I'm a nurse. So I've been, you know, kind of doing the washing hand thing for a long time, over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, if it's a push door, obviously that's easier. But when you leave the bathroom, just grab a hand towel, like a tissue, and hold it with the door and then throw it in the garbage can. That's if they have a garbage can there for you.
Right. What about, so a push door, how are you opening it up? Elbow?
So, yeah, through an elbow. But I do agree. I do the same thing that you do. I just use one little finger because what else can you do, you know? And then you just wash your hands.
Oh, hold on, Jan. I just realized one more element of crazy that I do. If it's a push door, I don't push at the regular area where I think everybody else is pushing. I'll go really high.
Different. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go up high, figuring probably less hands pushing from up there.
That is a good point.
Now, this is a real question. As a nurse in these crazy times, you come home from work. Do you strip down in the garage?
You know, I do because I'm just around a lot of germs, and so I do it. But I don't really think that it's necessary for everyone to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unless you are at high risk, in a high-risk working area, you know, like I am.
I'm just curious because it sounds like being a healthcare professional, you're systematic. So what? Tell me your system. The shoes stay in the garage, I would guess.
Yeah, I keep the shoes. Everything stays off. I get in the garage. I actually have a robe that I have hanging in the garage. So because I don't want to walk in naked. I don't want to scare my children.
Right. Oh, there's mom again streaking. Uh-huh.
Mom's home.
Yeah, so I just take everything off there, and I have a dirty laundry basket where I put all the dirty clothes in there.
Mm-hmm. And since you are in healthcare, do you think it's getting better?
I don't foresee it getting better anytime soon until the vaccine comes out.
Yeah,
I'm hearing that from other people too. It's a little bit scary. And with kids, do you think we go back to school in the fall? What's your prediction?
I think they are going to be going on specific days. I think they're going to alternate because I think too many kids in the schools is a bit much, too crowded. So, but I actually have a question.
Yes.
That was brought up, and I see it all over Facebook. What do you do when you're out in public and you see someone not wearing a mask? Do you approach them, or do you just let it go?
So when
happen to me over the weekend, Jan, and I let it go because I felt like this lady was baiting people to do something, to say something. I thought she wanted to be like another Costco-type shopper, and I just let it go, and I avoided her. Is what I did is I specifically, I'm like, I'm just staying away from this person. I don't think it's going to end well, and I definitely give them the eye.
I don't say anything, but I literally, and this is so silly probably, but I hold my breath. With my mask on, I hold my breath, and I turn
long?
My head. I do.
It lingers in the air for 20 minutes, Jan.
But I'm you hold the air for 20 past minutes. The person without the mask. And so, yeah, I don't, like, I don't know what else to do, but I'm non-confrontational.
You still go through your nose and eyes.
I know, but I'm just like, well.
No, but on the inside, you're confrontational, and that's what matters, Jan.
Yes, on the inside, I'm having an all-out fight with this person not wearing a mask. I don't understand the families where you see two of the people wearing masks, like a mom and a son, and then I saw a dad and a son not wearing masks.
Yeah, they're
like,
immune.
What are we doing here? Like, I didn't get it.
They're good.
You know?
Right. Or they're not wearing it properly.
You no, see, exactly.
They're hanging on their neck, uh-huh. or their nose is not covered.
Yep.
Yep.
And they're just seeing the whole purpose.
On those really hot days, don't you let your nose peek out for just a second to get some air in?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I can like wiggle it down with my mouth. And get it down. It's an interesting
tactic. Yeah, use your tongue to pull it down just a little bit.
Yeah. I appreciate you calling. Thanks.
Okay. Have a great day, guys.
Thanks. Stay safe. We appreciate you.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.